Call to order the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for March 28, 2017. If you could all join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Please let the record show that all the members are in attendance, and I have seen a posting of the meeting as required with the secretary, if anyone would like to see it. County staff introductions.
Mark Donahue, Clark County Comprehensive Planning.
Blanca Boston, Clark County Commissioner. Cindy Moody, Clark County Commissioner. Mary Scalabocca.
We have an extra. during the meeting, I've asked that you please turn off any phones, beepers, pagers, whatever tablets you have, so not to disrupt the meeting. And any conversations you need to have with your neighbor, if you'd please take them outside so we don't disturb the presenters. During the meeting, there's a public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Can I get an approval of the minutes of March 14th, 2017?
Madam Chair, I have a motion to approve the minutes of March 14th, 2017.
We have a motion to approve the minutes of March 14, 2017. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. An approval of the agenda for March 28, 2017.
Madam Chair, I would move to approve this evening's agenda with the withdrawal of item number 2, UC 084914AR002317 MGM Grand Hotel LLC, at the request of the applicant. They're asking that this item be held until April 11th for our Paradise Town Board meeting. All others would be as presented on the agenda.
We have a motion to approve the agenda for March 28, 2017 with a hold of item number 2. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So if you are here regarding the Topgolf item, which is item number 2, that will not be heard until April 11th, so you're welcome to stay for the meeting, or if you'd like to leave, we'll see you back here on April 11th. Okay, announcements. We don't show any. Is our Public Works doing something today?
No, that's next.
Okay, that's next. Gotcha. All right, item number 1, VS010317, Clark County, 1215 Matthew Avenue. Vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way being Matthew Avenue, located between Donley Circle and Polonaise Avenue, and a portion of right-of-way being Donley Circle, located between Matthew Avenue and I-215 within Paradise. Your name and address, please.
My name is Jimmy Marlett, Clark County Public Works, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 89106. Public Works would like your favorable recommendation, approval, and vacation. This area is near Windmill and 215. Subdivision that was purchased for the Beltway activity, and basically what it is, it's a remnant right away, north being this way. it's a portion of right-of-way in a subdivision, like I said, it was purchased before the Beltway activity.
Does anyone from the public like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close this public, open it to the board. We do have a response from Clark County Water Reclamation District. Are you aware of that one?
Yes, ma'am.
They have existing assets and asked that their right-of-way be reserved.
Right, we'll include that when with part of the order of vacation, their rights will be protected.
Very good.
Madam Chair, if there are no further comments on this application, I move to approve subject to staff conditions.
Is there a motion to approve this item subject to staff conditions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
Item 2 was held. Item number 3, TM002317, FJM, Valley View Associates, LLC, 3921 West Oquendo Road, a tentative map for an industrial subdivision on 7.1 acres in an M1 light manufacturing AE65 zone, generally located on the south side of Oquendo Road and the west side of Valley View Boulevard within Paradise. Can you give your name and address, please?
Good evening. My name is Dennis Worcester with DRC Engineering, 7080 La Cienega, Suite 200. I'm here tonight for a tentative map. I was here a couple meetings ago and you actually approved it, but the next day my client added another building to the site. So we're back. It's at Valley View Window. It's 8 existing buildings that we're going to combine all into one commercial subdivision. We reviewed staff's conditions and we concur, and if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer
them. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if there's no other discussion, I'd move for approval subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this application. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Item number 4, DR016817, MGM Grand Hotel LLC, the MGM Grand, design review to expand an existing convention center in conjunction with a resort hotel on 102.7 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment AE60 and AE65 zone in a MUD 1 overlay district, generally located on the west side of Koval Lane, 750 feet north of Tropicana Avenue within Paradise.
Hi. I'm Greg Bordell, 300 South 4th Street, here for the MGM Grand on the expansion of the existing convention center. This is Koval Lane, and the expansion will be here, connecting to the existing convention center in this way. From your point of view, I think the changes that will be visible, there'll be additional landscaping here along Koval, and the convention center will occupy the area that was causing some traffic issues of circulation down there, so people will be routed into the parking garage and otherwise to access the facility. In terms of the appearance, it's going to match the existing convention center in terms of color and materials. Staff has recommended approval. The applicant has indicated he accepts all the staff conditions, and we hope you would feel the same way.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comments, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this application subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
This is being too easy today.
Something's wrong.
Item number 5, WS015317, SG Island Plaza LLC et al., 3791 South Las Vegas Boulevard, waiver of development standards for the following. 1, reduced setbacks, 2, alternative landscaping, 3, increased fence height, and 4, non-standard improvements within a right-of-way. Design reviews for the following. 1, a building addition and exterior modifications to an existing retail building, and 2, modifications to a sidewalk pedestrian access easement in conjunction with an existing shopping center, the Showcase Mall, on 0.7 acres in H1 Limited Resort and Apartment AE60 zone in a MUD1 overlay district. generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South, 475 feet north of Tropicana Avenue within Paradise.
Hi, Greg Morgell again, 300 South 4th Street, this time for the mall, the Showcase Mall. Most of you probably remember this property because there was a significant intended improvement and expansion of the center. That fell through because of non-agreement with the neighbor, and this is a far more modest proposal. It basically adds 400 square feet to the center and allows an interior remodel to make it more functional. From your point of view, I hope, the things that staff was particularly concerned about are being honored. They are still expanding the sidewalk to satisfy the pedestrian access and level of service C. They are still replacing and enhancing the landscaping. The neighbor is cooperating on enhancing his piece of the landscaping adjacent to this entry in this case. It's not before you tonight, but I'm told that they are cooperating on that point of view and that would be brought forward in due course. So what we really have is a widening of the sidewalk, although because of the odd shape and the bus turnout and everything else that's going here, it is still partly in the right-of-way for the landscaping. But what staff really cared about here was getting this straight line of landscaping instead of the wobbly landscaping that compressed the sidewalk to as little as 10 or 11 feet on a couple places. So the sidewalk gets widened, the landscaping gets relocated and improved. The applicant builds 400 more square feet for his center and does his interior remodel. And you will shortly, I believe, see the MGM's cooperation in enhancing their landscaping on the side. Other than that, the applicant accepts all of the staff's recommended conditions. One thing I would point out is there's a comment in the dictum about the height of the building being reduced. That's a little bit of a misnomer. It is true that the existing, rather unusual scalloped roofline, I'll point to it here, is coming down, but it's being replaced with a straight roofline. So they still need the height, and the straight roofline will match the parapet line on the property further north. So it's being, I guess we would say, cleaned up, but not coming down and staying down. And we would hope, and that was, staff's aware of that, it just slipped into the staff report, and they have the correct plans in front of them. And we would hope you follow their recommendation of approval.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board. I have one quick question, where it says the easement sidewalk to be paved in a distinctive color or pattern that is different from the surrounding hardscape. What does that mean? the conditions.
It's kind of the way you know when you're in a casino and the carpet tells you where the path is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They want that kind of condition on a sidewalk that's subject to an easement. They want the easement area delineated and separated from the landscape area and the rest of the concrete so that people know where they can walk with the absolute right of public passage.
Okay. Anyone else have anything? If not, I would make a motion to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you again, and good evening.
Thanks.
You're done?
Hey, I've been at two other town boards already.
Item number six, UC 017717, Renhaven Equity LP, 105 East Reno Avenue, use permits for the following: one, a day spa, body wrap, and two, personal services, tanning salon and nails within an existing commercial industrial complex on 4.2 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment, AE 60 and AE 65 zone in the MUD 1 overlay district, generally located on the southeast corner of Reno Avenue and Haven Street within Paradise.
Hi, my name is
Arthur. If you could use the microphone, please, just so everyone can hear you.
My name is Art Gatula.
Push up on the little button at the bottom.
My name is Art Gatula. My every voice. I'm representing Susan Pham.
Address, please. Your address.
Oh. 3161 Avondale Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121. I'm representing Susan Fenn and her application for use permit for to have a day spa.
All right, is there anyone in the public who'd like to speak on this item? See no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if there are no comments on this application, I would move to approve.
We have a motion on the
subject to staff conditions, sorry.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Good luck.
Item number 7, WS014517, Scott E. and Tiana A. Armstrong, 3737 Caesar Circle, waiver development standards to reduce the rear yard setback for a proposed attached patio cover in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.5 acres in an RE Rural Estates Residential AE 60 zone, generally located 845 feet south of Sunset Road and 490 feet west of Sand Hill Road within Paradise.
Good evening, Rick Salem, 596 Chelsford Drive. I'm here representing the owners. We're asking for reduction, as they said, in the rear yard setback to provide for a trellis off the back of the house. It's generally located in the total rear of the residence. It's not located on the side of the residence. We are taking off the family room to provide a covered area so we have somewhere to go off the pool. We understand that the setback would bring us way back into the proximity of the house and not provide the cover that the owners would prefer. So therefore, we are asking them to reduce setback in the rear area. We have also spoken, and I believe you have in your file, to all the adjoining neighbors to the property, and they have all given their consent to the project, and they have seen it walk the site with us. If there's any questions, we have to answer
them. Senator from the public would like to speak on this item. See no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board. Do you have a rendering that shows what it looks like from the side? There we go.
In the drawer?
It's really hard to tell.
The trellis would be in this area here. It is below the roof line of the residence. It continues across the back. There are a very limited number of posts involved in this. It's just merely the cover over the top of it. It's an open trellis, wood construction, and interior of the trellis. There will be shaved off inside the trellis, not necessarily on top of the letter, so we will have that concern. That was one of the concerns that the owner said we're fine behind us, said, well, we're going to have trellis, you know, cover over the trellis, I don't want to see it break down. It's actually under the trellis, so that's not visible.
And you said the neighbors have walked the property with,
yes,
or some of them, or most,
yes,
of them, or?
Yes.
And Madam Chair, I did receive a card in the mail on this item. I have any conflict here.
Okay.
I did speak to the person, the head of the association on this, and he said that they did block the property. They don't have a problem with the development.
I have just one question. On the drawing that you've got there, the separation between the top of the roof structure of the trellis and the back wall of the property.
This area here.
What is that distance?
From the top of the wall to the bottom, from the top of the wall to the top of the trellis is roughly 30 inches.
That's over the
wall. The wall is on the adjacent property, and it does sit 6 feet high.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair, if there are no further comments, I'd like to make a motion to approve the subject of staff conditions.
Okay. I have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to the staff, if approved, conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Item number 8. WS014617, Valley View Industrial Investors LP, 3859 South Valley View Boulevard, waiver of development standards to reduce the side street corner setback for a proposed trash enclosure. Design review for proposed trash enclosure on a portion of 10.8 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone in a MUD1 overlay district externally located on the northwest corner of Valley View Boulevard and Viking Road within Paradise.
Good evening. Robert Messiano, 107 East Charleston Boulevard, representing the applicant. This is an existing industrial complex with five buildings on the corner of Valley View and Viking. There's an L-shaped building on the corner. The facility has just recently been renovated. Staff is recommending denial because a trash enclosure could be set on the north side of the building. However, this trash enclosure is primarily for this tenant that's moving in here, which is a restaurant, which does not have access to the backside. So if we put the trash enclosure back there, they'd have to walk all the way around the building to dispose of their trash. We have added some landscaping around the trash enclosure. We've had a cover over it, trying to make it look as nice as possible. It's not our ideal location, but we feel to service this tenant in the corner, we really don't have a better location for it. Staff's, if approved conditions, as for two small trees be added. There is currently one rather large tree that will be in front of that trash enclosure. So if you recommend approval, we'd like that condition changed to adding one additional tree for a total of two.
Senator from the public would like to speak on this item. Seeing no one, will close the public, open it to the board.
There's a...
Is that little thing right there? Is that what you're trying to tell us is going to be the ground?
Yeah, approximately. There's a 10 feet of landscaping. There's a sidewalk, landscaping, there's a valley gutter, a drainage gutter, and then additional landscaping.
Just going to open the inside of the apartment.
Yes.
What size is the restaurant?
It is about 90 seats. It was recently, I think it was in December that it came.
And that's the trash enclosure for the entire center, not just the restaurant?
Their building is primarily for the restaurant. These other tenants along the side have access to the north side, which is where they usually live. Trash.
The only problem I see is restaurant trash is the worst trash that you could possibly put at the front of the center. It's food, pigeons, smells, rats, it's bad. It is the developer's front of the space.
And they're very cognizant of that, and obviously they don't want to upset the rest of the tenants, so they're going to have, you know, regular cleanings and regular pickups, so... doesn't sit there for a long time.
I still think, even though you have a tree there, it's not a tree in front of it, it's kind of to the side.
Well, this drawing's a little bit off. That's the tree right there, and that's the trash enclosure. So it really is almost directly in front of it. That was one of the reasons why we chose that location.
The problem I have is that the tree looks like the foliage is much higher than trash enclosure, so it's really not going to be much of a buffer.
No, it's really not, and that's why we put landscaping around the trash enclosure as well, some low shrubs that are consistent with the plants that they're planting now as part of this facade renovation.
When you say you have no, the restaurant will have no access to the rear other than walking around. What is in this?
So the restaurant is in this front piece here. There's another tenant space back here.
Well, the only concern I have there is that the center's been there for a while, so the restaurant tenant knew they were going to have to carry the trash around. Obviously have been carrying the trash around for a while.
Well, no, the restaurant is not in yet.
Oh, okay.
And the new owners of the facility just recently, like I said, remodeled the entire facade, made it a little bit, you know, much more presentable than it used to be. And by doing that, they've attracted this new restaurant tenant, and in order to get the restaurant tenant, they're trying to provide a convenient trash for them.
So my question, or sort of more of a statement, I'm a big proponent of trying to clean up the aesthetics in our community. And this is one of the areas that kind of needs a little bit of the facelift that your tenants have put in. But I think then front-loading the trash out to the public's access and the public space is not a good idea. And you know, for that reason, I'm going to be opposed to this.
Again, it's not our ideal location, but we really feel that because of the way this tenant is structured, it's a really long walk to get around the back side of this. We've tried to dress it up to make it look as least like trash enclosure as we possibly can.
Yeah.
Try to screen it as best we can. It's not ideal. We feel like this is sort of the only place that really makes sense for a restaurant.
Well, so my point is, yeah, I agree, it's really not ideal. And so when that's built, it's forever. So forever because of one tenant, not a great idea for me, and it's not a good trade-off, and I'm going to, like I said, be opposed to that.
I understand.
I would like to see more, rather than saying take away a tree, I'd rather see more than two trees.
But we have no objection to adding additional trees. The staff condition said two trees between the trash enclosure and the right-of-way. So we have no problem adding two additional trees along that edge.
I have to agree with what I'm down there. If you put it there, you know, you can hide it, you can do all this stuff. But you've got your tents right there, you've got public parking there, and the smell, and everything else, particularly in the summer. I just don't see that as a viable deal.
Okay.
Any other comments?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I would like to make a motion.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to deny the application. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. So 4-1.
Thank you.
Okay. Item number 9, WS014717, Glazer Guilford Trust, 1984 et al., 4480 Spring Mountain Road. Waiver of development standards for increased wall height. Design reviews for the following: 1, proposed wrought iron fence and gates, and 2, site layout in conjunction with an existing shopping center on a portion of 6.6 acres in the C2 general commercial zone in the Asian Design Overlay District, generally located on the northwest corner of Spring Mountain Road and Arville Street within Paradise.
Hello.
The little one.
Bill Neiman. Work for the owners of the property. You have Glazer Non-Exempt Trust, 9440 Santa Monica Boulevard, Suite 610, Beverly Hills. We are Macy's Home Store, the tenant of the property. They've had a tremendous amount of vagrants behind and homeless people at the building. People dumping trash all over the place. It's been an ongoing problem, graffiti on the building. We were fortunate enough to convince them to extend their lease as one of the requirements. They said, we need a fence. We're asking for a waiver to go to from 6 feet to 8 feet. We feel that 8 feet is much more of a deterrent than a 6 foot fence.
Just a point here, that this is a design review. Do you have anything to show us?
While he gets set out, is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
I'm a little surprised that the request isn't for a 10-foot wall, but other than that.
There's an alley here, so we're putting the gate, the wall here, the fence here, blocked with a gate here. Then there'll be another one on this end, projecting over that side. So that way it encloses, you'll have gate, and it'll be wrought iron.
This is another air, this is another drawing just to show the locations, the red and the yellow.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Just another same thing, but just easier to see for you. It's the yellow and red around.
Kudos to you for getting to stay.
It's not easy.
This here, and this connects to the wall here for an alley.
I'm just going to use
another one. Is
that shop there? Shop there. Diane's shop there.
Yeah, totally.
That's right. That's existing. There's an existing wall there.
Anyone else have any comments or questions? And I would make a motion to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Item number 10, WS017217, Vegas Towers Company, 1055 East Flamingo Road, waivers of development standards for the following. One, reduced setback for a proposed accessory structure, the parking garage. Two, reduce a drive aisle width. Three, reduce setback for garage openings onto a drive aisle for a proposed accessory structure parking garage. And four, reduce parking. Design reviews for the following. One, proposed accessory structure parking garage. And two, modify parking requirements in conjunction with an existing multifamily development on 10 acres in an R5 apartment residential AE60 zone and a C1 local business AE60 zone, generally located on the south side of Flamingo Road and the east side of Claymont Street within Paris.
Good evening. Roy Burson with JBC Architects, 5385 South Cameron, Suite 15, representing the owner. This is a Vegas Tower site. Most of you are probably familiar with the miscellaneous improvements that the owner has done recently. What we are requesting is basically the final piece of this site, which is an existing garage located to the back of the property or south of the new pool that was just put in. The owner is requesting that we simply are placing a new garage in the existing locations. The waivers that we are requesting for the reductions are really basically descriptions of the existing condition. The owner really would like to update this last final building, and we've got an elevation to kind of show what the proposed look would be, which would tie into the existing swimming pool area and facade work. So we respectfully request your approval.
Is anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if there's no further questions on the board, I make a recommendation for approval with staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this application subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you, guys.
Item number 11, UC017617, Nevada Contractors Insurance Company, 2905 North Green Valley Parkway, a use permit for a proposed vehicle automobile repair facility, a design review for a proposed vehicle automobile facility with outside vehicle display on 1.4 acres in a C2 General Commercial AE65 zone. Waiver of conditions of a zone change, ZC221404, requiring the following. Increasing the pedestrian realm within the front of the building to 15 feet. Two, incorporating a 5-foot wide minimum supplement to the pedestrian area between the back of the sidewalk and the building facade. Three, a minimum 5-foot wide amenity zone, which meets requirements in front of the sidewalk. Four, recording perpetual cross-access, ingress, egress, and parking easements to the north, south, and west. Five, the applicant, its successors, assigned licensees, invitees, and tenants shall issue the most current Clark County Department of Aviation noise disclosure statement to each purchase, renter, lessee, or other legal occupant of each occupied and or owned unit in the proposed development. And six, forward the completed and reported noise disclosure statement to the Department of Aviation Noise Office, generally located on the northwest corner of Green Valley Parkway and Ramrod Avenue within Paradise.
Could you make this shorter?
My name is Alan Heinrich. I'm with D3 Design Studios, 10801 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 530, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89135. We're proposing a 10,000 square foot auto repair facility on the site at Green Valley. And it's Ramrod, it's across from Ramrod. There is no public street right here. It's a private entry into a shopping center, or into, there's a restaurant on this side. The facility will have, it's a block building, tried to make it as pretty as a block building could be. It has the drive-in at the north, so it doesn't face the street as required by county codes, by zoning. We have the required parking, and the outdoor storage area is at the back. It will be fenced off, and we have a design for the fence. And all landscaping will be as required by the county. Staff recommends approval, and we agree to all of the staff recommendations.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? No one. I'll close to the public and open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if someone has any comments, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions.
Sure, I have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 12, UC 040016, WC 002617, Mary Vardis 15 LLC, a waiver of conditions of a use permit requiring the north-facing wall from San Anselmo Street to Nellis Boulevard to be split vertically with half block and half wrought iron in conjunction with a mixed-use development on 8.4 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the south side of Tropicana Avenue and the west side of Nellis Boulevard within Paradise.
Good evening. My name is Andrea Lupini with Gary Guy Wilson Architects, 4945 West Patrick Lane, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118. We are requesting the use of a full 6-foot wrought iron fence in lieu of a 3-foot CMU plus 3-foot wrought iron wall. This request stems from discussions with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, the crime prevention specialist. They mentioned that block walls can provide opportunities for graffiti, whereas wrought iron walls are less apt to be vandalized. They also mentioned that it hinders visibility. So the police department would like to see wrought iron so they can see through the wall. And it also creates a step up. It helps people jump up and go over the wall. We also feel that having a full wrought iron wall is a nice aesthetic to the site. And it also will prevent people hiding behind that CMU wall. So our request is to have a 6-foot wrought iron wall instead of a 6-foot half CMU, half wrought iron.
Senator from the public, would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board. So is it going to go all the way around wrought iron or just the front portion?
It's just the north perimeter.
By
the red. Well, just the north piece. I don't know why I'm just thinking all the way.
Yeah. I think you meant to say that this stepping on the block wall helps the bad people.
Oh, yeah. that's right.
So the neighbors to the back along San Anselmo and Southern Rapids, they'll still have a solid block wall?
They will.
Madam Chair, there are no further comments. I would like to make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, item number 13. WS 014217, New Leaf Clark Dispensary LLC, 430 East Swain Avenue. Waiver of development standards for the following: one, increase the area of the proposed freestanding sign, reduce setbacks, and three, allow an approved medical marijuana establishment to be the only business being advertised on the freestanding sign. The design review for a proposed freestanding sign in conjunction with an approved medical marijuana establishment dispensary on 0.4 acres in the C2 General Commercial Zone in the Mud 1 Overlay District, generally located on the north side of Twain Avenue, 220 feet east of Paradise Road within Paradise.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Whitehouse, 5277 Cameron Street, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm here representing the item. We agree with staff's recommendations for waivers 1 and 3. I would like to address waiver 2 to reduce setback from right of way. As you'll notice, there is signage on the neighboring properties very close to this property, and it's a very small property. It's boxed in essence. Twain has become a very busy thoroughfare, and we feel like if we can get the sign a little closer to the street, it will help prepare oncoming individuals coming to the medical dispensary to prepare for the turn. It is a tight turn. Again, a narrow property that's stuck in between two larger properties, and we just feel from a public safety point of view that it will help the sign be more visible. It gains it maybe about 4 feet closer to the curb. The sign itself is a sign with a pole cover. It will not affect visibility to see, because the main component of the sign is going to be up above some 20 feet in the air. And so we feel the reduction in setback is justified, and I can answer any questions you have.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? See no one, I'll close the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair,
mm-hmm.
Is the setback issue the pole or the sign itself?
Right here,
so, so it's the top of the sign.
The top of the sign. Or
the leading edge. Yeah, code is leading edge. So the furthest part of the sign has to be set back the 10 feet from right of way per code.
So basically, the sign looks like a T.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And so lowercase.
The front edge of the T is
according
the
to
setback.
Staff too close to the right of way.
Right. The edge. The right. The horizontal portion of the lowercase T, as you phrase it.
And the columns aren't there.
The column is set back far enough so you won't be able, it won't restrict any view of traffic. We're simply in an area that's very congested, and we're trying to get that sign out a little closer. A lot of the people that are using this facility will be elderly, will be in need of, obviously the medical aspects of the dispensary, so we just want to make sure that they see it and it gets a little closer to the street.
And how high is it up?
It's 20 feet from grade to bottom of the horizontal sign.
So it's actually higher than the building.
I'm not aware of the building height.
Well, I'm just looking at the photo. So here's the top of the building. Here's the sign is above the building height.
Yes, the sign may be above the building. I don't know how accurate to scale that is. It's a designer's concept.
Okay. Because my only thought is, staff's agreeing with your safety and all of that, but it's code, and once you do these things, you set precedent. So if McDonald's is willing to go back and Siegel Suites is willing to go back, and this is high enough, looking at the concept picture anyway, that it's so tall, I don't see anyone who's going to miss it if it's another 2 feet behind.
Well, and I understand that's a great point you're bringing up. However, the McDonald's and Siegel Suite signs are taller than the sign. Therefore, the body of those signs will be in direct line of sight of this sign. So we're trying to get it out of the way
of those properties that are around us. So it's not even a matter of just moving closer to the street. It's also getting it out of the way of the other signs. The Siegel Suite sign is almost 300 square feet. The McDonald's sign is about 240 square feet. So this is a much smaller sign in contrast to those. And again, we're just trying to get it so it's visible. We feel it's not a self-imposed hardship, and we ask for your...
We see this a lot with these dispensaries, and it's not, my viewpoint is it's not like it's the general public trying to find you. It's a medical thing.
Sure.
They know where to go. They've already looked up the address to find you. So setting a precedent on a sign, which is, this does, when we change these things, everybody comes back and says, well, you let so-and-so do it. He's just down the street. It's not really necessary. People are, you've got a nice size sign. It's not like you're not allowed to have a pole sign. Some people only get it on the building. They're not even allowed to have a freestanding sign. So I think, you know, getting the other waivers is fair, and I'd be opposed to changing this one.
This building, that's a refurbished building.
It is. I think it was an old auto body place or something, right? Right.
I lived here a few decades ago.
Right.
I lived in those apartments.
Okay, right.
I lived in and I set up my building. You don't have a lot of room there, but there's, if I remember, there's billboards down there and everything else.
Yes. I mean, it is a heavily signed area. There's no, most of the property is H1 and C2 zones, which obviously have a pretty high restriction. We could without question. It's just the sign disappears immediately as you drive down the street, and I really feel honestly that as you come up on this small property and you're familiar with the area, it's going to come as a surprise a little bit, even though you know where it's at. I mean, we all drive places, we know where we're going most of the time in this day and age of cell phones, but it doesn't mean that the driveway can catch you off guard. And we're just, again, trying to just get it a little closer to the street to make it a little more.
Right now you're looking at medical, right?
Yeah, I really don't know the day-to-day operation.
Are you trying to position the sign for recreational or that one?
I'm not privy to the day-to-day operations of their business. I don't know what their business model is.
So it's not really one of the nicer looking signs. I've got a question.
Sir.
What is the distance from home to that leading end to there?
4.5 feet.
So just curious, why couldn't we just offset that, push it over that way? I mean aesthetically, it's not going to be that bad. How much older are we from that setback?
I think we're about four. We're asking to be about 4 feet closer than we can be.
There's no way of sliding that over to the inside.
I don't know that helps my cause.
Well, if you're lower,
we're trying to get closer to the street.
I understand that, but if you're lower than the other two signs, that's a pretty big sign, 6 foot high by 14 foot wide.
No,
certainly at nighttime.
You'd be quite surprised. Oh no, I get it, but you'd be quite surprised if I was to take you up on a crane to look at how big a sign is. You'd say, now that sign's, maybe 3-4 feet, or 5-6 feet, whatever it is. Those signs are look a lot smaller from the ground than they are up in the air.
I agree with you. I think they adjust it up and down
Well, I think it's one thing this board's familiar with is signs.
I've been here before.
We deal with the strip. We know signs.
I get it.
So, I think it's fair that you got your first two waivers. I don't know that your argument is strong enough to give you the last one.
Well, I certainly appreciate you giving it time.
So the issue is this leading edge. And this is 4.5 feet. What I was proposing is simply sliding back to the inside. I mean, 4 feet is not a post.
But then that would take the whole body of the sign back. That's what we're trying to avoid doing. I don't think it's the issue is not how it sits on a pole cover. It's any way you slice it, we're trying to get closer to the street.
I don't think anyone's going to have trouble finding them. They have two drives. They have a large sign. They know where they're going. It's not like they're trying to usually the argument is, oh, we need people to see us so we know we're here. They already know where they're going.
I think they're trying to position themselves
for recreational area. So, Madam Chair, if there's no further discussion or questions, I'd like to make a motion to approve this application following staff recommendations. Approval of waivers of development standards 1 and 3 in the design review and the denial of waiver of development standards number 2.
So we have a motion on the floor to approve this application with waivers 1 and 3, the design review and denial of waiver 2 on reduced setbacks. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you so much for your time today, everyone.
Thank you.
Good job. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, item number 14, ZC012917, Storybook Investments LLC et al., 1320 East Ford Avenue, a zone change to reclassify 5.5 acres from RE Rural Estates Residential Zone and R3 Multiple Family Residential Zone to R3 Multiple Family Residential Zone. Waiver of development standards for increased building height, a design review for multiple family residential development generally located on the north and south sides of Ford Avenue alignment, 320 feet east of Maryland Parkway within Paradise.
Elena Riano, LAS Consulting, 1930 Village Center Circle, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89134. This is a zone change to be incorporated with a previous action that we actually had here, I believe it might have been in November, for an extension of time. This is an apartment development that Storybook Homes is doing. I'm sorry. The parcels that have been previously approved are these parcels 2, 3, and 4 that are indicated here in yellow. The subject of this application is parcel 1 and some remnant right-of-way that was left over from the 2-15, parcels 5 and 6. Mr. Laska recently acquired those parcels and would like to incorporate those into this other existing development. The parcels down here toward the south, the remnant parcels will be used for parking, overflow parking, and we've got some two-bedroom and one-bedroom units that are going to be included on this parcel to the west. The waiver for height on the building is as it was previously. This is the same, floor plans and elevations that we're using on the other three parcels, but it's to address, I think it's like 4 foot, 6 foot difference due to this peak in the roof line on the two-bedroom units. We have reviewed all the staff's recommendations and we're in agreement with the conditions that they have imposed, and we ask for your favorable approval.
Thank you. Is there anyone in the public who'd like to speak on this item? See no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board. So that lady finally sold her parcel, huh?
I believe so. Looks that way.
She came to a lot of meetings. I have just a curiosity question. When you go three stories like that, do you have to put in elevators?
Not that I'm aware of. Looks to me like there's wires.
And why are the peaks are there? Otherwise, we lost some Russian block houses.
Anyone else have anything?
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this application subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
General business, we don't have any today. Comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of her presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. there anyone like to make any comments? All right. Our next meeting date is April 11th. Can I get an adjournment?
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.